Joining me live in studio today is Megan Sines and Natasha Kennington, both with the Star Valley Snow Skippers. They're here to tell us about the skippers and what they do and some of their events coming up later on this winter. And Megan, Natasha, good morning. How are you guys today?
Good. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Thanks for coming in. Megan, let's start with you, the treasurer for Star Valley Snow Skippers. Just tell us what the group is. Who are the Snow Skippers?
So I'm actually the secretary.
Oh, I had that backwards. Sorry.
No, that's okay. So I'm the secretary of the Snow Skippers. I joined the club in 2018. I think Natasha knows a little bit more about the history of the Snow Skippers. So, Tasha, you want to tell us about that?
Yeah, go ahead.
So the Snow Skippers actually originated in the early 60s by our great-grandparents. Well, they were part of it. And it fizzled out in the late 90s. And then a group of people decided to start a snowmobiling club up again in 2018. And as we were brainstorming ideas of what to call the club, we decided to bring the Snow Skippers back. And we are a nonprofit group of community members who enjoy snowmobiling and like to have fun. But we also want to help protect public lands and promote safety. So.
How cool is that? That this is something that your grandparents started 60 years ago now. Snowmobiles have changed a little bit since 1960.
They have, yeah. We figured like fourth generation snow skipper members, and then our little boys are actually also a part of the snow skipper, so they're fifth generation. Kind of cool. Fun fact.
That is very cool. So it's a rich tradition. And so... you mentioned kind of two different parts to what the snow skippers do. Let's start with the first part as far as trying to conserve and do that type of thing, benefit the outdoors. How do you guys do that? How do you reach that goal?
So really the main goal is to grow our numbers. That's how people can have a voice. And so every snowmobile club in the state of Wyoming is a part of WSSA, the Wyoming State Snowmobile Association. And that's how we have a voice. And then WSSA kind of goes and fights our battles for us, and they help us keep public access open.
Excellent. And that's why we live here, right?
Yeah,
for that public access.
Exactly.
And so it's great to have those types of groups to do that. Again, speaking with Megan Sines and Natasha Kennington with Star Valley Snow Skippers in studio. So what does it take when you work with this on the state level? I mean, what are some of the specifics that actually takes place with that on the state level to keep the access open? Do you know?
We aren't exactly quite sure about what goes on with WSSA, but Tosh, do you have anything to add to that?
Well, WSSA is just an association of independent clubs, and they share the same common goal as the rest of all the clubs in the state of just protecting, improving, and enjoying snowmobiling in Wyoming. And they are the only group working full-time to protect our snowmobiling access in Wyoming.
Excellent. Star Valley Snow Skippers in studio this morning with the Weekday Wake Up. All right, let's talk events. What do you guys have up and coming this winter?
So, first of all, we would like to kind of tell what we have been up to. Every year, I think the community is starting to recognize our flyers that we get out there. Every year, we host two cornhole tournaments. These cornhole tournaments are our main way of raising funds so we can give back to the community. We have taken over the Poison Meadows Warming Hut maintenance. And so last fall and then this fall, we got all of us together, all the snow skippers together, and we collected firewood and we stocked that up. This fall, we painted the Poison Meadows Warming Hut. We got a new glove drying rack that we hung in there that was donated by one of our club members. And then we participate in the Festival of Trees that just happened this last weekend. We teamed up with the Rev It Up Girls and Top of the Rockies, and we were able to decorate and donate a tree to the Festival of Trees, and it... I believe it brought in over $2,700 of raffle ticket sales just by itself. And that's not even taking into consideration the other wonderful trees that were donated. So we were able to help give back to that event that benefits the local food banks. And then we also have been able to put up beacon check stations at some of the canyons. Tosh, do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, so last year the Snow Skippers were able to purchase two beacon check stations that we will continue to put out and maintain every year. And one of them is at Dry Creek the trailhead of Dry Creek and the trailhead of Cottonwood. And there's also a third beacon check station that gets put out, and that was purchased by the Star Valley Ridge Riders. And we put it out and kind of maintain that. So yeah, we put out three beacon check stations every year. And
then as far as events to come, we would like to invite everyone that would maybe be interested in joining our club. We're doing a potluck dinner tonight, kind of an open house style. We have a meeting. It's tonight at the Afton Fire Station, 7 p.m. Come and join our club. And then at the end of the month on the, let me make sure I have the right date, on the 27th at 6:30, December 27th, we are hosting our first cornhole tournament of the season. So we would like you to come join that. We can get you information on how to sign up for that. Watch for our flyer. Go to our Facebook page.
All kinds of great stuff. And I mean, you mentioned what the money that you guys raise, what it's used for. These are something that sledders are using all the time, I'm sure, right? This is extremely beneficial. So how does someone outside of these events, how does someone get involved? Maybe they want to join the club. What does that look like? How does someone do that?
So you can reach out to us via Facebook on Messenger. I guess that's the best way. Or we have a club meeting the first Monday of every month at 7 o'clock. And it is usually held at the Afton Volunteer Fire Department if it's available. But we do post updates about our meetings, you know, the day of or the day before, just so people know where it's actually happening. So yeah, I would just say reach out to a club member or follow our Facebook page.
Do you know how many people are involved with Snow Skippers? And maybe an estimate? How many people are in the club? Do you know?
Oh, we're just getting our memberships in for this year. But I think last year we've had around, what do you think, Tosh, like 30?
I would say 30 plus members. Yeah. We're trying to grow our numbers, and we're really looking to get some of these younger kids involved in our club and get the word out there, because I don't think that they know that the access for us to continue to snowmobile in the backcountry is getting a little scary. And they're getting ready to do the revision program on the Bridger-Teton National Forest. And so we just really want to get the word out there, get younger generation involved, and let them know the importance of joining a club. And it's not, you don't have to ride with us every weekend. It's just being a member and supporting and fighting to keep the access open for us to continue to enjoy.
And we invite all ages and all skill levels. And maybe a quick enticement for the younger kids is we do offer a scholarship.
Oh, nice. Tell us more about that. How does that work?
So you have to be an active club member. Anyone that's planning on attending a college, a trade school, it would qualify for this scholarship. And so also by being an active club member and applying for our scholarship, we will also put you in for the WSSA scholarship, and it's almost guaranteed money. So
as long as you follow the guidelines that they require, they ask you to do write an essay on a topic that they choose, and
we have adopted their same essay and guidelines, and so it's just a quick essay. And
yeah, so if you put in for one, you can put in for both, and almost every single kid is guaranteed something. So as long as they follow the guidelines that they require.
Fantastic. So certainly lots of reasons to join and get involved and be part of it. In studio this morning, Megan Sines and Natasha Kennington with the Star Valley Snow Skippers on the Weekday Wake Up. Guys, thank you so much for swinging by. Anything we missed about Snow Skippers you wanted to mention today?
Well, we do want to give a shout out to our local groomers. Our trails see a lot of traffic, and you can always go out and get ready to ride and expect a nice trail. So we
just
appreciate
like to
that.
Say thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. For sure. Again, the Star Valley Snow Skippers in studio this morning. That's Megan Sines with Natasha Kennington on the Weekday Wake Up. It's all part of the SVI Radio Network.